Welcome to the Grace Place Weekly Podcast. No matter your size, age, shade, or background, here you'll receive compelling lessons suited to help guide your walk with Christ and your relationships with others. Please join us now for this week's podcast, recorded live from Grace Place in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Terry and I went to Florida. We were given 2 weeks in a condominium in Orlando, real nice place. And Jim and Janet Brannon, he's one of our external pastors, a pastor overseer from California, met us. We flew out a week ago Sunday in the afternoon, got to Florida. Late at night, got the rental car, got to the room, and then the next day picked up Jim and Janet Brannon from the airport and that evening. And then Tuesday morning, I can't remember, about 6 o'clock in the morning maybe a little earlier than that, they received a phone call that Jim's mother had had a heart attack, been rushed to the hospital, so we took them back to the airport, and they flew immediately back to California. They didn't spend 20 hours in the state of Florida. Turned right around, flew back. Well, when that happened, Sparky Ellingsworth had been really sick. He got a lot of issues with blood pressure and sugar, and just a couple days before that, had a root canal, but because of a bridge he has, they had to cut through the side to do this root canal, and he's just been sick. As a matter of fact, one evening, he passed out and fell backwards into the bathtub, and Mary couldn't hardly get him out. So we called Mary and Sparky. I knew he'd been sick, been praying for him. And I said, can you get down here? Jim and Janet are gone. We've got this room. Get down here. We'll pay your rental car. We'll pay, get the room's covered. And so they flew down on Wednesday. And we left Mary and Sparky in Florida last night. Went to the room and then flew here this morning. We had to get up about 3:30 to get home. The reason I'm telling you that is this whole 2 weeks has been healing, ministry-oriented. I went down and had just had surgery on my back and for cancer, and I went last Sunday morning. Right now, at this time last Sunday, I was in the urgent care getting stitches out of my back. And Michael Dupree felt strongly urged before we left. He just came to me, pointed his finger, said, you are going to be refreshed. This is going to be a trip of refreshing for you. It got real busy. But this time, every morning, I'd get up real early and praying and reading my Bible. And what's going to happen right now in the next 15 or 20 minutes, I'm going to tell you about an experience and what brought about this communion. I got up the 1st of February, early in the morning, and I had a book that some of you would enjoy. I don't see Bob, but I think maybe Ray Starr would enjoy, several of you guys. I don't know if any of the gals would, but I'm studying physics, and it's a science book. And I read a couple lines of it to Terry on the airplane today, and she said, how can you read that? So I took my book out on the cosmos and reality and all of the, anyway, I won't get into it. I laid it on the table, and I was going to read and have breakfast about 5 in the morning, and I looked and saw my Bible and had a sudden little attraction to my Bible, to read my Bible. How many of you have ever been led and you wish God would kind of move you, but you get a little insight, a little breath on the cheek, a little touch. You wish he'd talk. Anybody here ever wish God would talk just a little louder? If he could just be a little more plain. Anybody feel that way? Well, I had this thing to read my Bible. Then I thought, that's sweet. That's good. And my hands almost were like a robot. It wasn't like I was actually planning to turn to Numbers, the book of Numbers, and read. But I did. This is what I did. I'm sitting at the table, and I just opened my Bible, and I didn't go directly there, and I just kind of went, okay, let's read. And I found I'm trying to rate this in my mind. I found such a profound revelation. So, how many of you know the story of the Exodus? How many of you know that the Israelites were in Egypt in bondage? Do you know that story? How many of you know that they were 400 years in bondage? And God sent Moses to say, get my people out of there. Let's set the people free, right? And there were plagues. God sent plagues. And the Pharaoh would say, okay, you can go. And then he would change his mind and God would send another plague. He turned the water to blood. How many of you know the stories? Some of the gross, when I was a kid, I used to laugh. I used to love to hear somebody preach about the plagues because I just wanted to hear frogs. Because frogs was in everybody's bed. It said that got frogs in their beds. That'd make me so happy. If my sister woke up with frogs in her bed, I just think that'd be so fun. And they had gnats and darkness. Oh, you remember the stories? And the 10th plague was the Passover when God killed the firstborn of every person in Egypt, every family, and all the cattle. So the Passover is the 10th and final move of God to deliver, we were singing that, right? To deliver Israel from Egypt. If you know that, would you say amen? Amen. So here's what happened. That God says to Moses and the boys, this is going to be your first, this is January 1st. Now it's not that, but for us. This is going to be January the 1st for you. I'm going to get you out. On the 14th day of January, which it's not, but let's just stay with me here. On the 14th day of the first month, I want you to kill a lamb and put the blood on the doorposts and on the lintel. And when the death angel passes through, I'm going to save you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And that's where the word Passover comes from. Get it? On the 14th day. And so there are some very strict laws. There are restrictions to this. It's in the 12th chapter of Exodus. I won't read that today. I had the guys get that for me. But here's what they are to do. Take a lamb, put it up, keep it. On this day, kill it. Get a meal together. You're to eat with your staff in your hand. You're to keep your shoes on because I'm going to pass through the land of Egypt and I'm going to deliver you. Everybody say deliver. Now let's talk about that for just a moment. How many of you understand that when he delivered them, he brought them out of Egypt? He set them free. Everybody. He's a deliverer. When you come out free. Also, he said, before you come out, borrow silver and gold and stuff from everybody, all the Egyptians. So when they left, they had all the Egyptians' gold and silver. They plundered Egypt. That's a part of Passover. A part of your deliverance is this material blessing. Don't discount it. It's important. Somebody say amen. But the restrictions are so important because if you don't do this, you're going to die. This is life and death. This is black and white restrictions. Do it exactly like this. This is exactly what you have to do. And this is going to be your deliverance. Well, I know that. I love all of that. I'll give you a couple. Matter of fact, pretty rare for me to do this on a Sunday morning. But tell me a few things that you think about the Passover. Something you know, a detail. Just anything. Something. Just communicate with me just a minute, and I'll repeat it for the rest of the crowd.
As a foreshadowing of what Jesus would do for the world.
Okay, the Passover points to Jesus Christ. Paul said, our Passover lamb has been sacrificed. So the blood of the Passover lamb is a type of Jesus Christ's blood over us. Right? That's big time. How about timing? It's a big deal. You got to do it on the right day at the right time. See how I'm thinking? Details about the Passover. Do you understand, Tammy? You see where I'm going with these ideas? Think about the Passover. Think about the idea that everybody came out. The deliverance was total. Somebody say total. That's what bugs me so bad about religion and Western theology and denominationalism. Everybody acts like they're the only ones. No, when God gets you out, he gets everybody out. Don't worry about your kids. Do not worry. Pray for them, love them, be kind to them, but don't worry about them. God is going to deliver everybody. I don't know if you're tired or maybe I'm just so out of my mind excited, I can't already stand this. The whole nation, everybody gets delivered. All right. Christ is our Passover lamb. Thank you. So, the Israelites are going to be delivered. They have to do this exactly right. And then we come to Numbers chapter 9. Would you please go there with me if you have your Bible? I said something to Nate about this a moment ago, to some of you Bible students. Some of you, Bob's good to see you here this morning. Dave, Art, Brigley's, we've been all our lives in church. You're a little younger than me. I'm trying to look at Gloria. My friends, I'm just calling some of you out. It'll be on the podcast. I'm calling your names out on purpose. Kathy, I read a verse. I found a verse that I have never preached from. I'd never heard anybody preach from it. On that morning, it took me over an hour. Gloria, you sometimes respond to the Spirit physically, and I walked and cried, and my expression of praise to the Lord is often, I'll speak in tongues, you know, as the Spirit gives utterance. I was praising God, waving my hands, walking around, weeping, crying. I was out of my mind, and I'm about to read something to you that I've never heard anybody speak about in my life, and I got it from getting up and thinking I should read my Bible, and my hands are like a robot. I didn't know to go to Rome. I never thought Numbers 9. I just opened my Bible, flipped through, got to Numbers 9, and started reading. It says, the Lord spoke to Moses in the desert of Sinai in the first month of the second year after they came out of Egypt. They've been out of Egypt 1 year. What brought them out? Everybody say Passover. What brought them out of Egypt? So 1 year later, we're coming around to that same time. Does this make sense? After they came out of Egypt, he said, have the Israelites celebrate the Passover at the appointed time. If you have your own Bible, you need to write that down or underline appointed time. I can't emphasize enough to you how important timing is with God. Timing. If he speaks to you, do it now. When Jesus went to the cross, it was about the time, all about Passover, for it to be perfect. Do you understand? Joe, timing is such at the appointed time, celebrated at the appointed time. Do you see that? He says it twice in two verses there. Celebrated the appointed time at twilight of the 14th day of this month in accordance with all the rules and regulations. I can't even tell you how important that is, because the whole Old Testament is full of regulations and rules, and God is specific. Do you hear me? God is specific. Time, do this exactly like I tell you. Nobody gets a chance to add a little bit or take away from it. Somebody say, praise the Lord. All right? So Moses told the Israelites to celebrate the Passover. They did so in the desert of Sinai at twilight on the 14th day of the first month. The Israelites did everything. Somebody say everything. Just as the Lord commanded Moses. That's a big deal. You're doing exactly right. But some of them could not celebrate the Passover on that day because they were ceremonially unclean on account of a dead body. They came to Moses and Aaron that same day and said to Moses, we have become unclean because of a dead body, but why should we be kept from presenting the Lord's offering with the other Israelites at the appointed time? Look up here. Somebody died in their family. Somebody passed away, Adriana. Somebody, my wife's mother is failing fast. So they're taking care of their family members. Somebody died just before the Passover. And they said to Moses, why should we be kept from celebrating the Passover because we took care of Mom? We just buried my dad. Watch. Moses answered them, verse 8, wait until I find out what the Lord commands concerning you. Please look up here again. I am your pastor. God did that. I'm glad to be, but I'm going to tell you there are answers I don't have. And I love this verse. These points I'm making to you are secondary. I'm going someplace. Somebody say, go on, Pastor. Somebody say, keep moving. I'm going somewhere. Listen to me. Moses said, I don't have a clue what to do with you. This is our first time. This is the first Passover. Does this make sense, Gloria? We knew what to do. We all got out of Egypt. Here it's the first year, and you come and say we can't celebrate because we're unclean. I got to go ask God. Hang on just a minute. It'd be like me right in the middle of this service, somebody raising their hand. Debbie would say, what do you want to go? And I'd go, just a minute. Hold it. Just everybody stand still. I got to go pray a minute. So Moses said, I got to go ask God. Is this interesting? I don't know what to do with you people. Then the Lord said to Moses, my God, tell the Israelites, when any of you or your descendants are unclean. Did anybody ever here felt unclean? Because of a dead body? Or if you're away on a journey, they may still celebrate the Passover. Somebody say, praise God. Please don't go any further. Don't look at your Bibles. God said to Moses, all right, if somebody's unclean, somebody say unclean. What story in the New Testament, what of the stories that you ever hear of the word unclean? The leper shouting, unclean, unclean, I'm unclean, I got leprosy, it's a type of sin. I'm unclean, I haven't done everything right, I'm ceremonially unclean. Or they're on a journey. What has that got to do with anything? There are people who will avoid going to the Passover. They know it's the 14th day of the first month. How many of you were invited to something and you thought, I better make other plans because I don't want to go that? Somebody's going to invite you to something. You think, I think we're going to make plans. I got to make plans with somebody else because I can't just tell them I don't want to go. They knew when the Passover was coming. And if they go off on a journey, uncomfortable, unsettled, don't understand the Passover, I'm unclean or I'm off. How many of you have ever wandered away? How many of you have ever wandered away in your spirit? You might have been here in your body. You might have stayed married, but your mind was off. You might have stayed part of the church, but your head was somewhere else. Physically a journey. God said, I'm going to read that to you again, then I'm going to go to verse 11. Don't go till I go there. Tell the Israelites, when any of you or your descendants are unclean because of a dead body or away on a journey, they may still celebrate the Lord's Passover. One more time, would you say amen? And all of you out there in podcast land, say amen. It's great news. That's great news that we unclean sinners and we that wander away still celebrate the Passover. Thank God. But look at the next verse. This is what made me crazy. I lost my mind over verse 11. Truly. They are to celebrate it on the 14th day of the second month at twilight. We're going to change the rules for unclean people and folks that wander off. We're going to have a second Passover. You're allowed to say, what? Ben, didn't you just say it's a type of Jesus? What you going to do with this? I sat there thinking, what? No. There is no way that we're going to mess with the blood. This is the blood. This church is a blood church. This church is a Jesus church. I'm a Jesus freak. I believe in Jesus more than I believe in all the rules and all the regulations and all the madness of church. I believe Jesus is the answer. I believe his blood washes away all of our sins. I believe he's the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
I believe he's the Lamb that's on the throne. Somebody shout praise the Lord. I believe when we worship today, I worship the Lamb. Nate, I never saw it in my life. God said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to have another one. So that if they were gone or if they're dirty, they got another chance at another Passover. Who ever heard of that? What? How about just saying, wait till next year? Let's keep the rules and regulations. Let's keep this timing thing down, because this is all about the time of Egypt. This has changed the calendar. This is the first month for you. This is the beginning of months. This is the beginning of your nation. This is the beginning of all the types, Ben. Joe, everything we're looking forward to starts right here, and he's fixing to change the rules. God did. God said, Moses, tell him, have another Passover. Forget the whole idea that this is a one and only, this is it. How about just say to the people, too bad, you missed it. You were unclean. You got to wait. That's tough. I wrote all this stuff down. Tough luck. You're out. Sorry. You missed it. You know the rules. You know the rules. How many have ever heard this in your life from preachers and people and parents? You know the rules. You broke the rules. That's that. And God said, no, that's not that. That's not that. That's not the end. I know it'll freak you out someday. February the 1st, I wept until I could weep no more. I stood and waved my hands and danced around that apartment, talked in tongues, went out on the back porch yelling. People were opening their windows and stuff looking. I promise, before God, I promise you this happened. Pulling curtains. I'm just shouting and talking in tongues, walking around, dancing, thinking, my God, you changed the Passover. The big one. The big one. When Nate was singing about deliverance, when I walked in the door today, this is what we were talking about. This is what we were singing about. And I never saw that before. Is there anybody here that's ever seen that? You should have told me before, because I've never seen this before. That God Almighty said, okay, you missed the 14th day of the first month. I'll tell you what we're going to do, Moses. I'm going to set up a new set. Here's a whole new game. Going to let everybody back in the game. Let's have another Passover. Ben, I thought it blew the whole thing. I swear to you, I thought this is, I can't believe it. I cannot believe it, and especially that it's in there. It's written, that's plain. There is no confusion about what this is about. This is about changing the date of the Passover and having two of them. And you know what dawned on me? They had their Passover lamb. And Jesus is the second one. Jesus is the second chance. He is the real Passover lamb. And it didn't happen in Egypt. And he did it for all of us that are unclean. Can't quite keep the rules. Out of time. I'm out of timing. My timing's off. I was born in the wrong time. I came up at the wrong time. I would have loved to have been there when Jesus was walking the earth. Wouldn't you have loved to have seen him and listened to him? But I'm not in that. I didn't get that group. I didn't do my due diligence and figure out how to make this happen. And Jesus became the second Passover lamb. Nate, listen to this. He said at the Last Supper, I will not do this again. Did you hear that? We're doing it again. I never knew what that meant. He said, we're going to do this again when the kingdom comes. How long did he stay after the resurrection? 40 days. He stayed right on through February. Are you listening to me? I have a message. Welcome. Let's celebrate. It's February. This is my month, baby. I didn't make the January 14th deadline. Have you ever heard of a deadline? Do you know anything at all about rules? Do you know anything at all about timing? Do you know the value of timing? Think about getting pregnant, ladies. Think of how important that last date on a piece of stone is over your head when you go. Timing, baby. And God Almighty said, I'll change the timing for who? For who? For who? For the unclean and the folks that have wandered away. So this changes everything. I wasn't trying to prove my point about grace. I wasn't looking for scriptures. I wasn't trying to form a new doctrine. I just read my Bible. And it confirms everything I ever believed about God. He gives everybody another chance. Everybody. Everybody. Even if he has to break the rules of time. He's the guy. Part of my book is, I don't know, if I don't want to screw you up before we go home today and make you sit baffled staring out a window all afternoon. But has anybody ever wondered why the arrow of time only goes in one direction? Have you ever wondered about that? Because you can turn all kinds of things around. You can redo stuff. But you can't unbreak an egg if you drop it. It's impossible to go back. Have you ever thought about time? That God set things in motion that cannot be reversed? God set things in motion, set rules up that nobody can break. And yet he broke his own and set a whole new clock. He set a whole new plan for you. The most important plan I know of. I believe in the blood. I believe in the value of the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood. I remember the night that Terry was the sickest in her life, and they said, told me, look me in the eye. The doctor said, she's dying. She's dying right now. She's dying. And when they said it's in her blood, that she is septic, that all of her organs are now infected, she's dying. And when she said to me, blood, I said, I know about blood. I can get blood. I know the blood. And I wheeled around with those 7 or 8 people in that room, backing up against that cloth, leaning out away from her. But when they said, when the news came back that she was septic, the people, it freaked me out. They're backing up. Why is everybody backing up? We need help right now. I ran around that bed, put my hand on her head, grabbed a hold of her, and I plead the blood of Jesus. I'm pleading the blood of Jesus. I believe in the blood of Jesus over you, Terry. She's passed out. She's as gray as that tablecloth is white. I'm pleading the blood of Jesus. I didn't care who was listening. You hear me now? That's how big it is to me. I didn't care about my reputation. I didn't care if they thought I was a fool. Not right now. Not in that moment. Do you understand me? Not right now. I need the blood of Jesus. And she's sitting here today because of the blood of Jesus. Not my prayers, not my craziness, not because of her righteousness. She's here today because of the blood of Jesus that cleanses us and washes us, cleans our minds. You hear? Are you hearing me? And I'm telling you that he said, let's kill another lamb. Let's kill another lamb. Let's go through the process all over again. And I didn't know it until I'm praising God. So I went and bought a bottle of wine. I did. And I bought a loaf of bread, a fresh loaf of bread. And I said, Terry, Sparky, and Mary, sit down here at this table. I'm preaching to you. Truth. Poured a little wine in a little bowl. Said, take this piece of bread. We're doing communion. And I read this to them. And we all had a fit, crying, praying, praising the Lord. So I said, I'm doing that with you today. You didn't have to be there that morning. You didn't have to be there on the 14th of January. It's February. So I have bread, and I have this grape juice. And what I want you to do today is come take a piece of bread and dip it. The tradition, Jesus was dipping the bread in the wine. It's not the way we do it around here. But today, I want you to say, I was unclean. I haven't always done the right thing. I've wandered away. But I can do communion today and be delivered and celebrate Jesus. Not because we finally got it together by February, but because God said, let's just change the time and extend the chance and
go a little further. And you guys, now I got to talk to you just as your friend a minute, like your pastor, this blows my mind. I don't know another thing. I don't have any other parallel. I don't have any other comparison. But to tell you that in Numbers 9-11, 9-1-1, and I don't believe in numerology, but you take 9-1-1 and you have an emergency situation, a mess. These people have made a mess, and God straightened it out by saying, we'll change the date, we'll change the time, and we'll do it all over again for you. If you'd like to receive communion today, I want you to consider what this one means. It's the best one I've ever heard of. I've had a lot of good ones. But today, I'm going to dip a piece of bread in that with the revelation of a second chance, a second Passover. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. It's bigger than grace. It's bigger than just the cross. It's bigger than just one sacrifice. You're doing it again. You're doing it again. And I thank you for it. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope this message has been a blessing to you. You can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes. To learn more about Grace Place, please visit our website at graceplacemn.org. Thanks for listening. May God bless you this week.